Morning. It's 7:39 a.m. on Monday, March the 15th, 2020. June. Monday, June 15th, 2020. It is 7:39 a.m. Hi. So, hi, yeah, I missed... I got engaged yesterday, and by the time I realized that the morning was half over, not only was the morning half over, we were already in the 80s. And so it's like, yeah, okay, no, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna force it just for the sake of doing it. So, I made it a point to get my act together. I've had my toast, I've had half a cup of coffee, so I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. I had about two-thirds of the manuscript put together, or at least formatted for Troy Harbor. And then got digging into it last night and realized it's more like a third. So I still have some work to do. But I think that the worst time sink is, in terms of formatting, was relearning Scrivener so that I could use it to move stuff around in a rational manner. And it's going much faster. That's the good news. Bad news is I've discovered a lot of places where I cribbed things from this Angela half of the manuscript and used them for Tony. Used them for Jimmy. I've missed some key things that happened in Cape Grace that weren't in the version of Cape Grace that I branched off to form the core for Core Harbor Cape Troy Harbor. And the time scale for that part of the story is completely wrong, because that was spread over 5 or 6 years. And it needs to all happen in the same year. It needs to all happen in the same 12-month period. So I have some work cut out for me in terms of revision, but putting everything in the right place, seeing everything in the same manuscript has really helped me. I've highlighted a bunch of text. Some of it's just going to go away. Angela's story is not going to be quite as rich. I say that now, but we'll see what happens when I get done with the revisions. But I'm really pleased with the way things are going for the first time in I don't know how long. I'm also pushing this morning. I'm panting a little bit. I'm anxious to get home. I'm anxious to get back to the other half of that cup of coffee. It's quite a lovely morning. It is. It's not overcast, but it is mostly cloudy. It's a lot of high thin clouds. The ambient temperature is 66. Which is pretty warm, but there's still a lot of shade around because the sun isn't very high in the sky yet. Sunrise here is 5:30. Good morning. Sunrise here is 5:30, so it's been up for a couple hours. It still hasn't heated up too bad. That was a sports t-shirt guy going in the opposite direction. So late this morning, I gotta make a run to the grocery store. Prescriptions and stuff. We'll see how the day shapes out. It's a Monday. I'm pretty stoked about the way the story is going. I got my newsletter out on time last night. Had a few replies already this morning, which I was diligent about responding to. My brain is doing that popcorn brain thing where every time I get a thought started, it shifts into something else, then something else, then something else. It goes from the shoes to Facebook to Twitter to story to the game to my shoes to the air, which walking here in the shade is really quite lovely, quite pleasant. Except I worked up a sweat, so back of my shirt is cold. So yeah, Cape Grace is coming. I should write Karen today and tell her it's coming. But it needs a lot of revision. If I can get it together in the next couple of weeks, that'll take a couple of weeks. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it is what it is. Go put the ladies up for the morning walk. Into the street before I could get off the sidewalk. Okay. And the Easter turn here. Prairie Dog Village. Harmonic Prairie Dogs, a little plague carries you. I don't know if you could hear that squeaky noise, that was them. Come on up, Polly. Get ready. Sit with me. Walk post. So, in theory, the local branch of King Supers is still having Old People Day from 7 to 8 on, but they've reduced it to Monday and Wednesday. But they've also opened the store at 5. So the store's open for 2 hours before they restrict it to at-risk patients, at-risk patrons. And they don't open the pharmacy until 9. So I'm not sure the utility of it as a potentially at-risk patient, at-risk patron of the store. If I need to pick up prescriptions, I either need to go make a separate trip, doubling the exposure, or go during pharmacy hours. To be fair, the impetus for letting old folks get first dibs is that the store shelves were largely empty, which is no longer the case. Morning. Wearing a mask on his walk outside. I think about that every day. It's like, okay, should I put my shemagh on? The risk factor for walking outside in the open air and giving everybody at least a 10-foot berth is really low. It's not like I'm out talking to people or hanging around with people. It's like, I'm here talking to you. Via the magic of the internet. Oh yeah, I just broke out in the sun. This section of the walk has very little shade. And the sun is definitely high enough now to pretty much remove what little shade there might be here. Walk across the street, I suppose. I'll be back in shade here in a second. But it's amazing what a difference even the high thin clouds don't really make that much of a difference in the direct sun. It gets hot fast. Put on fresh clean clothes this morning, but now they're all sweaty. No, it's not that bad, really. Somebody's doing laundry this morning. I can smell the dryer sheets. La-di-da, la-di-da. brand new fence. It's beautiful. This house is, the fence has been problematic for a while. And it's got all new fencing. It's brand new. Yellow. It's so new. It's got, still got that new wood look to it. It's quite lovely. Joker coming in from the other side. Sort of really building inspector. Heading over the construction site. Okay, she's across the street. Joker coming in from the side, went down to went the other direction. Ah, so back out in the sun again. This park is looking green and beautiful. There's already seed heads looking brown right alongside the sidewalk here. But there's a lot of green grass ripening seed heads out there. It's it's a little hard to reconcile just how gray and brown and lifeless it looks in the winter with this vibrant, lush green. Morning. We're trying to get into this little parking lot here. Not exactly sure why. Must be some sort of rare Pokemon at the Pokestop or something. Ah, the breeze is coming up. The breeze feels really good. Okay, here I am. I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.